Drug incidents spur Haines police chief to speak, and Kodiak fishermen gather data as halibut stocks decline. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. Drug use in Haines is provoking tough conversations and interactions with residents and police. The police chief posted a letter on Facebook last week about what people can do to safely intervene in uncomfortable situations. Police Chief Heath Scott issued a written statement addressing two drug-related incidents in Haines. Scott thanked a man, who he identified only as Brian, for stopping drug activity in his neighborhood. After seeing two people in a car smoking what he thought was meth, Brian confronted them.
He tried to persuade him to stop. And I think the persuasion was yelling and some firm suggestions. I think what he displayed is a sense of ownership for the welfare of his community.
Police were not called in response to the argument, Scott says. When the story reached him by word of mouth, he wanted to memorialize the incident.
I want to support people that take on that sense of ownership and say that it's welcomed, and I want to caution you how to do it correctly.
Scott wrote, "Community safety is not a passive spectator sport." He clarified in an interview that holding people accountable for drug use is important, but citizens shouldn't break laws, turn to violence, or put themselves at risk.
99% of the time, the right thing to do is to call us.
Brian's wife, who was with him at the time of the confrontation, knows that can be especially challenging in a small town.
Haines is so small that you know everybody. I mean, I went to high school with this person. I graduated. I was great friends with him growing up, and I've known his family since they moved here, and I know his child, you know. So it's hard, especially when you know someone and you know they see your face.
If it had happened on Main Street, she says, she doesn't think her husband would have stopped. But it was in their neighborhood. They have two young sons and a baby on the way.
I think everyone's just kind of scared to say anything. I was scared after that happened. When we came home, I didn't want to go to sleep because I was terrified of what they might do.
In a separate incident, 48 hours later, Chief Scott says emergency responders successfully resuscitated someone who had overdosed in the middle of the night.
All of our volunteer fire department members and our EMS members respond in their personal vehicles here in icy conditions. For somebody that is recklessly abusing an opioid or a stimulant, it is not without risk to us.
He's speaking out about both of the incidents because he wants people to take personally the range of effects that drugs have in the community.
This has got to be a team effort. This is not a crime problem. We don't solve this by throwing people in jails. We just don't. We're still trying to find our way.
There's no immediate plan for a formal community meeting about drug use, but Scott says he wants to keep the conversation open. He says if residents see dangerous or uncomfortable situations involving drugs, they can always call the police department on the non-emergency line or at 911 and send anonymous tips through the Nixle app. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur. The Pacific halibut fishery may see a drop in stock over the next few years, and the International Pacific Halibut Commission, which regulates the fishery, uses surveys in Kodiak waters to collect data. The surveys also give local fishermen another job to tackle during the winter season, especially with the recent announcement of the 80% cut to Pacific cod quota in 2018. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche dropped by one research vessel before they set off.
Dock workers throw frozen fish through the hatch and into a large bin, and deckhands help transfer the headed and gutted bait into containers.
What's the bait?
Chum salmon. Chum salmon.
They're not the favorite salmon, I'm guessing?
No.
Well, but they are a favorite of fish. They're oily. Other fish consider them delicious.
Terry Haines is a longtime Kodiak fisherman, and both he and his son are deckhands on the trip. That means they set gear and bring in the fish so that the scientists on board can focus on the research.
You know, they can see how we harvest the resource, and then we can see how they assess the stock. And it's a kind of a great to have that interaction between, I think, the harvester and the scientists.
It's also a good way to make some extra cash.
with the cod stock the way it is, this is a pretty good job right now this winter. And it's not during the regular longline season when I would be doing regular halibut and black cod.
Haynes says this particular research trip focuses on the halibut reproductive cycle.
So we're going out there and gathering both males and females, and they take all kinds of different samples, and they use those for their science. They take that back to the lab and get it all figured out, and their scientists make an assessment based on this data that they've gathered from the field.
They need 30 males and 30 females, and they'll head back to town whenever they catch the required amount. York Schmeiser, part owner of the longliner, the Kimasu, says the crew's pay is the same no matter what. $350 a day for 5 days. Get the job done the first day or the fifth, it's still the same amount. And he says for him and his vessel, participating in the research has been essential.
It's become a viable chunk of the program here. You know, without it, I don't know.
Like puzzle.
I don't know. We wouldn't be.
The right one, and then
we wouldn't. I don't know. If we would have the boat even. You know, it's gotten pretty skinny on the catcher phase end of the long line here for us without a cod season now, and so this definitely helps.
He says he does abundance surveys with IPHC in the summer and the rare survey in the winter, like this one. He says they fish halibut and black cod in the spring and fall and used to fish Pacific cod in the wintertime. The reproductive study is one of a few projects IPHC is doing in Kodiak. The Commission's Biological and Ecosystem Science Program Manager, Josette Planis, says they collect halibut samples at the beginning of each month.
To basically understand reproductive progression and maturity in both males and females of Pacific halibut throughout their entire reproductive annual cycle, and how maturity advances and progresses throughout the year.
He says the project started a few months ago and is set to wrap up in August or September. Planis mentions two other projects, one which they completed in November, studied hook release techniques in the longline fishery to better understand the injury to fish and the effect on their survival rate. The other study looks at halibut size.
So those fish are getting smaller every year in certain areas, and we're trying to understand whether growth plays a role in this decrease in size at age.
According to an IPHC end-of-year assessment for 2017, Pacific halibut stock saw a steady decline between the late 1990s and about 2010 due to shrinking size at age and weaker recruitment strengths. A report from IPHC's November meeting in Seattle, Washington, shows a high risk for stock decline over the next few years. IPHC will discuss that decline and next steps at its upcoming meeting in Portland, Oregon, later this month. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for joining us this evening.